like that against that corner, and Sheila said, "Stop, stop," and I kept going faster. We greased those things like it did wagon wheels to make them go faster.
Weren't they kind of dangerous?
No, because they were not that high.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking if somebody got in the way of it.
You'd knock anybody down if they got in the way. Little ones, you'd have to keep them.
Uh-huh.
And we had different things. We build those things and we'd have different cleats. So if one got almost heavier, see, he'd go up further on the bowline.
Yeah, I see. So
to balance.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's right.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that you use to sharpen a knife on?
Well, we call them hones, but that's not what we used to call them. Let's see, what do you used to call those things? They, carborundum rocks is what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, did you ever just call those wet rocks or wet stones?
Yes,
or?
We call a wet rock a flat one that you rub the knife on.
Number two, that sounds like
a cow. Now, that's a wet stone.
Number two, that sounds like a cow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's where I live now. I'm at Emory University. Uh-huh.
Wet stones, we took a knife and you wet it, and you rub it on that sharp.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was interested in.
Then we had those things on stand that you turned the crank.
And what you call those?
Grinding stones.
Grinding stones.
You put axes.
They get it, Emory?
That's right. Uh-huh. They're the people who are doing this project. Let's see now. Would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use?
They use rail fence.
All right, and how are the rail fences built?
They were built, they'd split the rails out and build them like this, and build them up, they'd go in corners.
And about how many,
You've seen some, haven't you?
Old rail fences?
Well, I've seen some different kinds.
Haven't you seen some?
You'd build them like this, and they'd go just like that. All the way around.
And then
it'd be the same way. See, they'd start right that way, each corner and do the same way. It was always in a shape like this, your fence was.
So they'd be like that?
That's right.
And about how many high? How many rails?
Well, it's according to how high they wanted it then. So it'd be, about 8 or 10 rails high. About 10 rails, I think. Then they'd... See, they got opening fences any time they want. Of course, they had a gate. They have a gate, but they could open those fences in it.
Well, now, did they ever make rail fences that had straight up and down posts, or were they always?
No,
down?
They would have. They're not rail fences. Rail fences are always built like that. No nails.
Uh-huh.
They split those rails out and build them by hand.
Well, now, what were some other kinds of wooden fences?
Picket fences.
And
would
you describe a picket fence?
Well. They're the ones that went straight up and down, and of course they were beveled off on a point at the top.
Now, can you think of any other wooden fences?
Yeah, boards.
Okay.
The railroad always built board fences around their places.
Well, now, were these the boards going this way or this way?
They would go this way. They would go this way. They would build them like this, come across.
Okay.
And they would be about 4 feet high.
Like that?
See, they didn't use no nails in them. They had holes in those posts. They put those boards in.
Oh, these didn't have nails in them either?
No nails. Now, the pickets are the only thing they use without nails. But see, they'd have holes in those posts, and those things would fit right in, just like that. Go in one way, then the other one come across that one. It made a pretty fence.
Yeah, I imagine they did. I don't
then
think
they
I've
would
seen
put a straight
like
piece all the way across the top. Like that. But that went in a hole too. And your post was cut this way. It was like this. On both sides.
Okay. Sort of squared off?
Yeah, it wasn't square. It was built like a roof, but it was on four sides and come right up the peak.